Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone.
Giddy up, let's go.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
91 charges.
A land with countless dreams.
4 indictments.
And happiness.
And we're 17 months away from Inauguration Day.
Yeah, here you are talking about it. It's a distraction, man. Let's not pay any attention to the Trump thing. We all know what it is. That's my 10 cents on the whole thing. We got to pay attention to the border. We got to pay attention to things that are actually a problem. This whole, again.
Kevin, they're trying to destroy Donald Trump.
They're not going to work. It's not going to work. Not going to matter. It's only going to make him stronger.
So you're whistling past the graveyard on that, and it's all going to sort itself out?
He's going to laugh at him all the way to 1600, baby.
So he's going to roll the tables on all of these indictments?
Oh, yeah.
Not guilty on all counts?
Absolutely.
In a New York City courtroom?
Look at the person that's bringing the indictments.
In a Washington, D.C.
courtroom. Look at the clown show in the county where they're bringing it. Fulton County, Georgia. Are you kidding me? Fanny, Fawny, whatever her name is.
But these are all designed to get him, obviously. The timing is no accident. Case of Georgia, they've been looking at this case for 18 months. I'm sorry, for 2.5 years. Whew. 91 crimes, 4 criminal cases for Donald Trump. I don't see how you can, Kev is saying, ignore it, forget it, deal with the more important stuff we got to be talking about. Don't take the bait. It's a distraction. I'm saying, I don't think you ignore this. I think this is their grand scheme to take out Donald Trump once and for all. Literally have him behind bars.
Or is it Donald Trump's grand scheme to get indicted on this charge in that state to be able to bring evidence forward on the corruption in Georgia and in Fulton County? Because now they got discovery.
That's a benefit, no doubt about it.
Now you got to turn it all over.
Yep.
Now you got to prove it.
RICO case in Georgia, like mobsters. I think Trump's a mobster. Can't make it up. I don't agree with you, Kevin. I think that this is too important. That this is going to take some kind of fight. And by the way, not just from a couple of talk show hosts in the heartland of America, but from every elected Republican everywhere. I don't want silence on this. I want people to stand up and say, enough already. I think the pressure's so hard. They have no choice. Tell me what you think. Kevin thinks distraction, don't talk about it. I'm saying it's the thing. It's their plan to talk about election interference.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, how's their plan gone so far with Trump and indictments and documents and Russia, and I mean, how's it gone so far?
Well,
he's still golfing. He's on the beach.
It's different. It's different in that it's indictments now.
Yeah.
You're right. Everything they've thrown at him, he's proven to be untrue. These are, of course, I worry about the venue of these more than anything, because I honestly think Donald Trump could come in with 100 lawyers. He could prove everything he said is true beyond a reasonable doubt to fight this. And there's going to be juries here that are going, nope.
That's what I just said.
Hey, Trump.
Fulton County, Georgia. Okay.
Well, you're not worrying about it. Yeah. And if the Fulton County jury says guilty, he's in jail.
No, he's not. It goes to the next court. He appeals it, and it ends up the Supreme Court.
You hope.
Well, I mean, you can appeal forever. You can appeal. You're not denied ever the appeal process.
No, you can appeal, but doesn't mean they're going to take it up.
Well,
it doesn't mean you're going to win.
That's true.
So I don't know. I think this is their silver bullet, and I don't see any way towards a free and fair trial for the guy. I don't. So call me the worry ward here. Kevin says big distraction. You tell us who's right. 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. What is actually in this? I gave up last night trying to sort it out. You know, the interesting thing yesterday, in the morning, they post on the Fulton County Clerk of Court website charges against Trump, and the grand jury hadn't even met yet. That might be a little wrinkle in this case as well. Anyway, then they tried to rush everything to get it out last night, and it was a little convoluted. So we've got a Fox News report at the bottom of the hour to tell us just chapter and verse what's in this latest indictment that Kevin doesn't want us to pay attention to. Wants us to... you want to talk about the border? I'll talk about the border. We got Todd Benzman on the phone.
I know we do. I'm looking forward to it.
CBP is dealing with large groups of unaccompanied children right now. The CBP One app, that is the welcome wagon through the ports of entry for illegal immigrants, is so popular, the line's so long, that there's people on the far end of the line that are peeling off and going back to crossing illegally. So those numbers were starting to spike last time we talked to Todd. We'll get an update on that. And then Tim Mathin's going to be here, state senator, Democrat from Fargo, about an idea he has to answer Minnesota's free college. It starts 1 year from today for the 2024 school year. All right. Texter says, Trump must be some unique or special kind of animal to take all the countless charges they're throwing at him. I think his upbringing and the fact that he's a businessman, he has a positive way of handling stress. He seems to have true grit. Even if they keep Trump from running, they're going to come after the person who gets the Republican nomination with a vengeance or create another crisis, maybe another pandemic, so they can control the election. Think this listener's onto something here?
You're going to have to do something because you're not winning on policy and decisions you've made because it's a disaster. So
wouldn't put it past them to declare martial law, they write, as they consider themselves to be the supreme authority in law. God forbid. Appreciate that. Others welcome at 701-237-1590, or you can call us 701-271-1100. Does the Georgia indictments mean Trump will be able to subpoena all the videos and election data now, or did that all get destroyed with the January 6th documents? No, he's got, Kevin raised that point earlier, this opens up opportunities for some of these things that were previously unable to bring to court because of a lack of standing. When people tell you that, looked at this 100 ways, it's every court that's looked at, nobody's found anything, the vast majority of the cases were not heard. They were like, you don't have standing to bring that. Procedural stuff from the courts. So, yes, in answer to your question. Yes, yes, yes. It's time to cut ties with the Republican Party, says another listener, citing a Gateway Pundit story. I'll come back to that on the program today. Listener here says, hey, I hope people get on board with Vivek Ramaswamy. He's a hard charger, and I believe perfect for the country, young, bold, and energized. He's obviously gaining a little bit of traction in the polls. He's actually ahead of DeSantis now in New Hampshire, I believe. If I saw that correctly, he's climbing in the polls. DeSantis going the other way. Have you seen some of these hit jobs on him?
Oh, yeah.
Any of that concern you?
No. On DeSantis or on Ramaswamy? Oh, no. Not really. It's just that what they do. It's out of the playbook. They're going to, like you just said, they're going to hit anybody who's gaining any ground. And they're going to, the more ground they gain, the more they're going to hit them.
Here's a text of the morning. How in the heck is this possible in this free country?
It's a great question.
I maintain, I believe, this is 100% the fault of Republicans for not stepping up when the toddlers threw a fit, start breaking stuff. They just stand behind their mythical moral highway standards and say we're going to turn the other cheek and not stoop to the Democrats' level. Well, here we are, because they refuse to get in the ring and fight. I personally believe, as to my children, this country will never bounce back from this. And that's a sad thing to hear your child say, that they believe they have no future. Reaction from that listener to the 91 charges and four indictments now and wanting more fight out of the Republicans. You agree with that? 701-271-1100. Drag show in downtown Fargo has the concern of some. Going to dig into that a little bit here. Also, Montana has gone full woke. At least a judge out there trying to say, hey, the Constitution says clean air, so therefore fossil fuels, you are contributing to climate change, you are canceled. Forcing the state to consider the impacts. Crazy story. Tell you about it coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at Irie Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake, at 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know, nothing is more reinvigorating than a deep, healthy sweat every day. Tension fades, muscles unwind. Mentally, you emerge relaxed, revived, ready for whatever the day may bring. A few minutes a day is all it takes to look and feel better. The body's response to gentle, persistent heat is well documented and proven day in and day out by people all over the world. We're talking about saunas, Finlio saunas, Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Fitness, wellness, relaxation, it's all in one. Improves your overall health, wellness, and performance, heart health, recovery after exercise. They flush toxins and improve your brain health. Hate to tell you, but it's not going to be summer forever. And by the way, saunas are a year-round thing. But I think people especially like the idea of a sauna in the middle of a North Dakota winter, Minnesota winter, South Dakota winter. So head on in to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck. They sell wellness. That's what they do. I got a breaking news story here today from our Flag Family News team. West Fargo Independent School principal is in custody and has requested to resign from his position. The resignation request comes as David George is facing charges related to possession of certain materials prohibited. We have a statement that was sent to families of students who attend Independence Elementary School indicating that George was arrested on August 14th, yesterday. Cass County Jail says George is charged with 5 counts of possession of certain materials prohibited. North Dakota Century Code describes the charge as a person is guilty of a Class C felony if knowing of its character and content, that person knowingly possesses any motion picture, photograph, or other visual representation that includes sexual conduct by a minor. The spokesperson from the Cass County Jail confirmed George is in custody and has those charges levied against him at this time. The jail's inmate roster also shows the 5 counts levied against him by authorities. In a statement sent to Independence Families, West Fargo Public Schools says George submitted a request to resign from his position. Our news team has reached out to West Fargo Public Schools for comment and has not received one as of now. Developing story will continue to stay on for you today. Get that pit in your stomach when you hear about cases like that. It's child porn, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
By a principal? Oh.
It's everywhere.
It's just wrong on so many levels. What did I promise I would tell you? I want to tell you about this Montana story. Because you can't make it up. Kids 5 to 22 years of age, Kev, decided to bring a charge.
Mm-hmm.
And got a ruling in a first-of-its-kind trial in the U.S. establishing a government duty to protect citizens from climate change.
God, just stop. All right.
This judge is arguing the state's agency's use of fossil fuels and its impact on the environment violated the constitutional rights of 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, on up to 22. District Court Judge Kathy Seeley is the loony bin here, found the state's policy used to evaluate requests for fossil fuel permits is unconstitutional because it does not force agencies to evaluate the effects of greenhouse gas emissions. Which, by the way, is a roundabout way by the eco-terrorists to shut down oil and gas development.
Yep.
So they want a blunt force instrument to stop these things down. Now, mind you, Montana has clean air. North Dakota has clean air. We're the third largest oil-producing state in the country. McKenzie County, the largest county of oil and gas production in the entire country. Number one in the country. Go breathe at the northern unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park. Go breathe.
What do these judges say when they hear that the ice caps are actually expanding and that we haven't heated anything up?
That's what I mean. Like this,
the temperature of the planet is not even up any. It's actually down. I mean,
this is a farce.
Is China and Pakistan and India they're gonna park all the tens of millions of mopeds and polluting little motorbikes they ride around every day, and they're gonna park all those tomorrow? No, they're not. But we are. We're gonna shut it all down.
Judge Seeley wrote that Montana's emissions and climate change have been proven to be a substantial factor in causing climate impacts to Montana's environment and harm and injury to the youth.
Proven where?
Yeah, exactly right. show me the science.
Someplace. One definitive proof that no one challenges this is it. Yeah, no.
It's your classic feel-good story, folks. Oh, kids are being protected against climate change.
So exciting.
This judge wants invites to judicial conferences globally. He wants to be the...
That's exactly something there.
Greta Thunberg of the court, the bench.
Hey.
How dare you?
Uh-huh.
A spokesperson for the Attorney General of Montana called the ruling absurd, said the office planned to appeal, said the ruling was not surprising from a judge who let the plaintiff's attorney put on a week-long, taxpayer-funded publicity stunt that was supposed to be a trial.
Yep, and these people will step up and make statements and spout out their BS and...
Evidence.
And they leave the podium.
That's called evidence, Kevin.
Yep, they leave the podium. No questions, no debate, nothing.
2-week trial with evidence showing that increasing carbon dioxide emissions are driving hotter temperatures as well as more drought and wildfires.
Why? Because I said so. That's why.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. There you go. We have from a listener... a concern about a drag show that was held downtown Fargo at Broadway Square. It's called the Red River Market. This is a thing where they take over Broadway Square. They rent it. Okay, this group, Red River Market, they rent the square and then they block off a part of the street and they have a number of different things. Well, we've been sent a screenshot of a post that said, get ready for an afternoon of fierceness, celebration, and family-friendly entertainment. Show up just as you are and be surrounded by love and glitter to watch a fabulous drag performance by local queens. Family-friendly? Are drag shows family-friendly?
Oh, I can't.
Love and glitter.
Depends on the family, I guess.
Now, I'm having trouble reconciling this with North Dakota law that makes it a crime. This passed in the last legislative session. Makes it a crime to perform drag shows and cabaret performances in the presence of children or in public places. So, this listener is saying, hey, do something about this. Drag performances at the Red River Market clearly were against the law. Some people are going to say, oh, what's the big deal? It's whatever. It's a dumb performance. But if you're promoting family-friendly and a drag show in the same...
Here's something of note, too. These drag shows, trans men are not putting on these drag shows. Men dressed as women are the ones that are shaking their things and booties, whatever, in front of children.
Right.
These are men dressed as women, trans women. None of the trans men are... So,
which is why...
If pedophilia is a thing... And you can get near the kids dressed as a woman.
Well, so that's why it's against the law.
Yeah.
In North Dakota.
Imagine that.
Let's follow that. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump now stands accused of being part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Holden County DA, Democrat Fannie Willis, says Trump has until noon next Friday to voluntarily surrender. Trump faces felony racketeering charges as officials release the indictment before the grand jury made their decision in Georgia yesterday. Former Senate Judiciary Committee Senior Advisor Garrett Ventry on Fox News last night calls out the Georgia DA for putting politics over justice.
And she's even recently, over the last 48 hours, set up a fundraising page on the indictment of President Trump here. So it looks political going into 2024. And again, I think President Trump has a really good argument here that this all, again, looks political right going into an election when he continues to surge in the polls.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I was waiting. Worth the wait, too, isn't it, Kev?
After that last story, I needed to bang my head a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we're loaded with them today, aren't we? What's on your mind brought to you in part by our friends at Capstone Academy. And they want me to tell you about Dr. Larry Arnn, the president of Hillsdale College. He is coming to Fargo. And you are invited to an evening with the renowned Dr. Larry Arnn, president of Hillsdale College, Wednesday, August 30th. Celebration, thought, giving, all a part of the fun. Reception at 5, dinner and program at 6 at the Grand Ballroom of the Delta Hotel by Marriott. You won't want to miss this. Really unique opportunity to hear from one of the nation's acclaimed voices on learning, character, faith, and freedom. Capstone Classical Academy is a affiliate school of Hillsdale College. Reserve a table or tickets at capstoneclassical.com for Dr. Larry Arnn in Fargo. Capstone Classical Academy, Wednesday, August 30th. One of the country's great thinkers, great educational leaders. Should be great. All right, we have a Fox News reporter, Ryan Schmeltz, who's going to tell us a little bit about the indictment of President Donald Trump. We talked about at the top of the hour. Ryan, thanks for joining us. What's in this? What are they charging him with?
Well, good morning, guys. So this is it's a 97-page indictment. It contains 41 felony counts against Trump, as well as 18 other defendants who are in here. So it's a pretty substantial amount of different charges that are levied here, and also a substantial amount of defendants compared to maybe some of the other indictments we're looking at. But, you know, you have the violation of the Georgia RICO Act, which is the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act. You also have solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. But I think when we talk about the RICO Act, that's kind of one that's making the most noise here, because it's the law that's adopted by the state of Georgia, which pretty much focuses on anything that involves a criminal enterprise. And that's something that's being alleged, is that these defendants participated in a criminal enterprise to try to either obtain data they weren't supposed to, or, you know, pressure politicians into changing the state's election results. And that's ultimately led them to this path.
Sounds to me like they had an opinion to Georgia officials, right?
Yeah, well, that's certainly something that's going to be argued, I think, by the defense, is that there's likely going to be the argument made that, hey, this was a First Amendment right that we had, and that we didn't really participate in any threats or anything like that. So I think that'll certainly be brought up by the defense if we're hearing correctly from what our legal experts expect.
So these 18 defendants, who else is in that mix? Rudy Giuliani's one we heard of, right?
Yes, correct. And you also have, you know, Sidney Powell, who is also a lawyer for former President Trump, Jenna Ellis, who is also on the legal team that was trying to prove voter fraud existed in the election. Then you have Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, as well as a number of other names there. But I think one that kind of stands out is that you have Jenna Ellis, who was a lawyer, a loyal, you know, attorney for former President Trump. But now she's been backing Ron DeSantis in the upcoming election and has had some pretty critical tweets of the former president as well as some of his supporters.
So what next? What happens with this indictment? Is this now the 19 people going to show up in Fulton County Courthouse soon?
That's the plan. So we're expecting them to turn themselves in based off of what Bonnie Willis, who's the district attorney in this case, she says August 25th at noon is the time that she wants them to turn themselves in by. So we could start seeing those, you know, as early as today if possible. So they've got about 10 days from today, about a week from Friday. And then also we're expecting the timeline based off the DA said they want to take this to trial within the next 6 months. But some of the legal experts we've had on our programming say that's just a little unrealistic for how many defendants you have involved here and the fact that you're doing a jury trial, too.
Well, how does it work? Are all 19 on trial at the same time?
Yep, that's what the DA said yesterday at a press conference, that she plans on trying all of them at one time.
What a circus. And now she's in a hurry after 2.5 years. 2.5 years this investigation is going on. I just happened to drop it in the middle of a presidential election, and now let's rush this along for 6 months. So that obviously has to be agreed on by both sides so that when the trial will happen is still an outstanding question, right?
Right, yeah, and just based off of how Trump's legal team has responded to some of the other cases that they've wanted to have, you know, in a short period of time, it looks like they're not going to comply with that. They're going to want to push this to be a little bit later.
What do we know about the person that brought this charge in Georgia?
About Fannie Willis?
Yeah.
Right, so she's somebody who kind of has come to power in recent, you know, memory. She definitely has, you know, gained a profile from this investigation and all that. And I think one thing that kind of stands out about her is that she's actually a big fan of this RICO Act because she's used it on a number of different people. Now, this is the first time I believe she's using it on a politician, especially one of this stature. So this will definitely be a unique case for her and certainly one that's going to raise her profile because, you know, you have Speaker McCarthy coming out and saying that she's using this to fundraise her political career and whether or not, you know, there's any merit to that. I think we're going to have to find out. But certainly she has definitely gotten a lot of attention just from this investigation alone.
By the way, the RICO statutes were traditionally used for mobsters.
That's correct, yes. Yeah,
so
they were mostly focused on organized crime, but I believe when they became popular, they were, you know, put in there for the idea of being used on politicians or pretty much anybody. I think, you know, business community members, and that was always a possibility, but it definitely became notorious for being used for mobsters. So, yes, that stands out.
So the next thing in the news cycle specific to these indictments will be the court appearance and pleading.
Yes, I believe so. And I think one thing that somebody pointed out on a previous call is that, you know, with this being a local case in Georgia with a local district attorney, you know, they're not going to have the same rules in the courtroom that maybe a federal court will, which is, you know, usually when you go to federal court, there's no cameras allowed in this courtroom. But when you're looking at a local courtroom in Fulton County, Georgia, there's a possibility for cameras to be in there. And even the possibility of mugshots. You know, I believe officials down there have already said that there will be mugshots when people go in there. So I think that's going to be a first and something that might stand out. And this case could very much be a lot more public than maybe some of the other ones will be.
It's time to order some bananas, Kev.
Right?
I think we have a banana republic on our hands here.
Ugh.
Think about that. And, you know, the cameras is just part of the showboating. That's just part of the, Speaker McCarthy's talking about.
Now we should probably point out that I believe former President Trump's legal team in the Jack Smith indictment are open to the idea of cameras being in the courtroom, and I think they want that for transparency reasons.
Yeah, they were there last night, you know, when the judge was delivered the grand jury work and then signed off on it, and off they went, and then it was released a little bit later. So probably would stand to reason that they would continue to have cameras there for sure. When do we know when exactly they are scheduled to appear?
I think it just depends on when they choose to turn themselves in. I think it's going to be hard for former President Trump to do this secretively because, you know, there's going to be a motorcade involved and, you know, there's just always, you know, that big, and I hate to use the word circus, but certainly the you know, just spectacle that comes whenever former President Trump arrives for one of these events like this. And certainly it was like that here in D.C. A couple weeks ago when he was ultimately arraigned in front of the courthouse. So, I mean, it's going to probably be a media spectacle the way that the other ones have been. I'm not sure if it'll be that way for every defendant, but certainly when President Trump does it, it's going to be hard to ignore.
President Trump has put this out on his Truth Social. This is his quote, a large, complex, detailed, but irrefutable report on the presidential election fraud, which took place in Georgia, is almost complete and will be presented by me at a major news conference at 11 a.m. on Monday of next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. Based on the results of this conclusive report, all charges should be dropped against me and others. There will be a complete exoneration. They never went after those that rigged the election. They only went after those that fought to find the riggers. What do you make of that, Ryan?
Well, I think we're just going to have to wait and see what's ultimately going to be in this report. I think we should be able to maybe get more of an idea if some of the folks here at Fox and myself can get some sources on this to kind of get an idea of what he's teasing here. But, you know, I think this kind of shows the ability that former President Trump has to really just use social media. And whenever he drops something on there, it seems to make news. And certainly this is one of those that's making a lot of it right now.
And a silver lining of these indictments is something called discovery. You get to dig into what they have, and you get to show what you had and make a case that hasn't to date been made. So that's something that we can look forward to.
Yeah, I think so. And keep in mind, it's a lot of legal minds who are going to be going to court as defendants, too. So I think that kind of plays a factor as well.
Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go, Ryan?
Oh, good question. I think it's my one-year anniversary at Fox, so it's great to be celebrating with you guys.
Where did you come from?
I was in Cleveland at my last job doing local news, so this is my first network gig, and I'm loving it.
Where do you go? Wherever the news is?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Mostly Capitol Hill, occasionally the White House here and there, but, yeah, I've mostly found my niche in Capitol Hill, and, you know, it's been a Congress. You know, I thought we were going to get a little bit of a break for the August recess, but we have not gotten that whatsoever, as you can tell.
News cycle's been crazy. Well, congratulations on your one-year anniversary at Fox, and thanks for walking us through the indictment details today.
Hey, absolutely, guys. Have a good one, and thank you so much.
You bet. Take care. Pop some popcorn Monday.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to happen during the show at 10 a.m. Our time, Monday. President Trump, major news conference, conclusive report. Large, complex, detailed, but irrefutable report on the presidential election fraud, which took place in Georgia. Huh. So what he's doing there is he's putting out his evidence ahead of the trial.
Mm-hmm.
To say, here you go. Interesting. Texter says, is the point of all the co-defendants in Georgia to get someone to plead guilty and take a no-time deal, putting more pressure on Trump? Of course! That's the game they're playing. Absolutely. Another listener says, I just Googled who is the most indicted person ever, and all I get is Trump indicted, Trump indicted, Trump indicted. So is Trump the most indicted person ever? No idea.
I would think not even close. But
he's certainly the most indicted former president of the United States.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And that, by the way, is the significance. And the most ever indicted candidate for president of the United States. Another listener says, if Trump prevails through all this illegal mess, he must be a modern-day Jacob or David against Goliath or Samson. One who prevails. Only God knows how this will all work out. He's the supreme judge. I think he's testing this nation to know the hearts of men and to know how they decide to live. God is merciful and may restrain some of the curses we are now experiencing, such as extreme weather changes. God controls the climate. If kids want protection from climate change, why don't they think more about obeying God instead of whining about it? Interesting take. Okay. All opinions welcome here. Lay them on us, 271-1100, or text us, 237-1590. More after this.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. The woke agenda, spirited division, open borders, outrageous spending, record debts, $32 trillion, endless propaganda. Our America was meant to ebb and flow, but it seems the limits are increasingly being pushed. Let's get back to our founding principles of hard work, self-responsibility, and flying our statement of freedom, old glory. I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. That's 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor.
Jelly Roll, pretty much a resident of North Dakota now, isn't he? Red River Valley Fair appearance and State Fair appearance and all that. And he was on Fox and Friends last week one day as well. Quite the story. The story. It's amazing.
His story is amazing. Yeah.
Hey, it's Tuesday, so that means might be a great day to switch up where you have lunch. Go for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience like, I don't know, Orange Chicken, 45th Street location in Fargo, PetroServe USA. Yulin has Orange Chicken, Stuffed Peppers in Glendon, Swedish Meatballs on NP Avenue, Chicken Fettuccine, 12th Avenue at I-29, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Meatloaf or Chip Beef, Salisbury Steak and Harwood today off I-29 at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Head on in there for a great lunch today. Still to come, check in with Todd Benzman on a new report that the CBP, that'd be Customs and Border Patrol, are dealing with large groups of unaccompanied children at the border. What's going on there? I'm going to talk to Todd about that. See if we know any more about those cartel members that were spotted on camera crossing the border. And also whether or not the increase in the illegal border crossings is continuing after the welcome wagon is backlogged. Yeah, I put it in the CBP app, CBP One. I want to come in. Then I got to wait in line. What the heck is with that? I'm not going to wait in line for my welcome wagon.
Oh, no. I'll just take the river.
Yeah.
I'll just take the short route.
And then we're going to talk to Tim Mather, who's a senator from North Dakota, Fargo, Democrat, about an idea he has to counter Minnesota's free tuition plan for college. So all that coming up on the program. There is a special enforcement period that is coming up, beginning this weekend and continuing through the 4th of September. Lauren Wallman is here. She's a Safety Public Information Program Manager at the North Dakota Department of Transportation to tell us a little bit about the extra patrols for drive sober or get pulled over. Hello, Lauren. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. So tell us what happens here. What does this mean?
So we have our drive sober or get pulled over. A lot of people have probably heard about it. It's nothing new. It's our enforcement period going on, as you mentioned, August 18th through September 4th. There is going to be extra law enforcement out on our roads looking for those impaired drivers. We're also going to pair that with some media as well. So you'll be seeing us more on social media, on TV, and different mediums like that to get the word out to make sure you're driving sober or finding a sober ride.
What does extra enforcement mean? Like, what you got extra patrols, you got an enforcement period. What's that look like?
Yeah, so during these enforcement periods, there's actually, it's volunteer law enforcement agencies can volunteer to put in overtime. So that's what it means is there's extra patrols as they're working overtime. So you might see an influx in the number of law enforcement on the side of the road as you're traveling over this time period.
And what are they looking for? What is typical for an enforcement period like this? They're just looking for the things they normally do? There's just more of them looking?
Correct, yep. So they'll be looking for, you know, your regular traffic violations, but they're extra aware of possible impairment. So swerving, that sort of thing. There's also going to be some different things going on. I know they are doing a check around the Fargo area as well, looking for impaired drivers as well.
And what are the signs of impaired driving? You mentioned swerving. What else are they looking for?
So swerving, erratic behavior, following too close, aggression can sometimes come out as an impaired driver. So all of these things, just driving different than you would normally see. So specifically that swerving or even slow driving, a lot of people don't realize that. But if you're driving too slow, your reaction time, you know, that could also be a sign of an impaired driver as well.
So, folks, you're going to see extra patrols out, and the idea is for you to be vigilant, I guess, about driving sober. And, you know, sometimes these campaigns where they say, hey, we're going to be out, in this case, August 18th through September 4th, extra patrols, enforcement period, they want you to be aware that there's extra patrols out there, so you're extra careful and just be really smart about this, right?
Exactly. We're not trying to hide anything. We want people to be aware. We want the public to be aware. And it's just another reminder that if you're going to go out and have a couple drinks, just have a plan ahead of time. Call for a rideshare, an Uber, a Lyft, a taxi, or have a friend that can drive you home.
What is typical when you do one of these enforcement periods for, you know, the uptick in DUIs?
We do see an uptick. You know, the summer months, there's more people traveling out on our roads, so we do tend to see a higher amount of these DUIs, but it kind of just varies. There's not really one trend of a certain time period where we see a huge influx. We've actually seen a decrease in our impaired fatalities over the past 5 years, so we'd love to keep that number going down, and we can do that through these enforcement periods and through educating people about their other options than driving impaired.
We have an idea for you. drive sober or get pulled over. I'm talking to the audience now. It's just real simple. Drive sober or get pulled over. That's the bottom line. And extra enforcement out 18th of August through the 4th of September. Lauren Wollman from the North Dakota Department of Transportation, thanks for giving us the scoop on that. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll take a short break. When we come back, Ty Benzman at the border, brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. They've done it for schools. They've done it for hospitals. They've done it for clinics. They've done it for long-term care facilities. They can do it for you, too, in your home or your business. Indoor air quality pros. Find out more at hatandsons.com. Hey, it's Scott Hennon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.